Man pleads not guilty to murdering his mother in Burbank. Pasadena, California, a 25-year-old man pleaded not guilty June 3 to murdering his mother, a longtime teacher, at their home in Burbank. Kyle Lombardo is charged with the May 7 killing of his 57-year-old mother, Karen Lombardo, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Police officers and paramedics went to the residence in the 800 block of North Avon Street about 10 p.m. that night regarding an unconscious female, Burbank police said in a statement. When police officers and paramedics arrived, they found the unconscious woman inside the home, police said. Life-saving measures were taken by officers and paramedics, but the woman was pronounced deceased at the scene. Police identified the woman as Karen Lombardo, who lived at the residence with her husband and son. Ms. Lombardo's adult son was subsequently arrested, based on information obtained and evidence at the scene revealing he caused her death during an altercation in the family home, police said. There are no outstanding suspects or any danger to the community. The woman died from blunt force head trauma and a basilar subarachnoid hemorrhage, according to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's website. The victim's husband and the defendant's father, Vince, told ABC 7 last month about his son, "He's mentally challenged. He didn't want to kill her." Vince Lombardo, who was out of town at the time, described what happened as some type of altercation and that his wife's head was hit. Karen Lombardo was a longtime Burbank Unified School District teacher, most recently at Bret Hart Elementary. Bouquets of flowers were left in tribute to her outside the school, beneath the windows of Ms. Lombardo's kindergarten classroom. Over the course of her highly accomplished career, Ms. Lombardo touched the lives of thousands of students, parents, and colleagues who will be mourning this loss in the days to come, BUSD Superintendent John Paramo wrote in a message to district families shortly after her death. Her dedication, warmth, and passion for teaching touched many students and colleagues' lives. Her profound impact and loss on this community will be deeply felt throughout the city of Burbank. According to Mr. Paramo, Ms. Lombardo joined the district in 1990, teaching bilingual classes at Joaquin Miller Elementary School. She transferred to Bret Hart in 1993, teaching kindergarten and performing arts. Counselors were made available to students and staff at the school following news of her death, the superintendent said. In a statement announcing the murder case, District Attorney George Gaskin said, "Ms. Lombardo, a beloved teacher in the Burbank community, had her life senselessly taken. I want to assure the victim's family and the community that our office is fully committed to seeking justice and accountability in this tragedy." The victim's son is due back in a Pasadena courtroom August 13. A date is scheduled to be set then for a hearing to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to allow the case against him to proceed to trial. Mr. Lombardo could face a maximum of life in state prison if convicted as charged, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office.